We are continuing today, Meretz Hashem, in the fourth perek. And remember, again, we were speaking about the idea that although a person has to have complete bitachon, of course, that everything that happens to Mitzvah Kodesh Baruch Hu, but a person still has to put in proper hishtaklos, has to put in proper effort to make sure that they are safeguarding themselves from danger. And putting in the hishtaglos to safeguard oneself from danger in no way reflects a lack of bitachon. V'chena ta'amotzei, Shmuel alav ha-shalom, Omer eich eilech, v'shama shal v'argani. Right, we find by Shmuel, right? Shmuel says, remember, this is after HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that Shaul is no longer going to be king. He tells Shmuel to go and anoint one of the sons of Yishai. And so Shmuel says, how should I possibly do this? Shaul's going to hear about this and he's going to kill me. And this was not considered to be a lack of bitachon. So this is really interesting. If you notice, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu respond to Shmuel? He doesn't say, Shmuel, don't worry about it. He says, Shmuel, take a calf, and if anyone asks you where you're going, just say you're going to offer a karbon. So you see from here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes the need to put in hishtaglos, right? The need to go ahead and put in proper effort to make sure that one is safeguarding oneself from danger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have said to Shmuel, come on, what's the matter with you? Why are you having such a lack of bitachon? I'm God, I control who lives and who dies. I told you what to do, go ahead and do it. So remember, what the Mechaber points out over here is there are times where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to someone, you know what, stop worrying, I'm God, I've got this under control. That does happen, right? He gives the example of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? So remember again, by the burning bush, because Baruch Hu tells Moshe, I want you to go and save the Jewish people, right? You're the emissary. And Moshe says, I can't go, right? I'm not a good speaker. I'm not a good orator. I can't move anyone. Baruch Hu says, essentially, don't worry about it. I'm the one who gives man the power of speech. I'll take care of it. So you see that there are times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells man, don't worry about it. I'm handling it. And what's interesting over here, when it came to Shmuel's concern, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu validates his concern. Yes, I understand you're putting yourself in mortal danger. Here's how you have to deal with it. So the Mechaber says, you see from here, that Allah, even though Hashem controls everything, He wants us to be vigilant in the safeguarding of our personal security. He goes on, Vim Shmuel, if Shmuel, who was incredibly righteous, yet did not want to put himself in peril, even though, again, remember, God was telling him to go. Remember, again, he's on a mission from God, right? He's on a mission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Shmuel is here doing the bidding of God, yet with all of that, he does not want to put himself in danger. Right? All the more so for someone else to put themselves in mortal danger would be a terrible avera. Now, here's what's incredible is sometimes a person puts themselves in danger and they're going to be saved. Why are they going to be saved? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save them based on merits that they have. But just understand, then a person is using up their personal merits in order to get the miracle that didn't have to happen, which is an incredibly profound idea. So in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, have bitachon, but I need you to put in proper hishtaglos. Take care of yourself. And so sometimes if I'm reckless and I endanger myself and I put myself in makom sakana, Hashem will save me, but it'll come at the expense of some of my accrued zechuyos, my accrued merits. And so I diminish that. Those saved merits, so to speak. Moshe, Amar Rosin is one of the Racha Bezeh Inyan. Li'olam al yamor adam b'makom sakana. Person should never put himself in a dangerous situation. V'yomer she'osel onois. And say, don't worry, Hashem is going to provide a miracle for me. Why? Shema is enos and lones. Because first of all, if you put yourself in a dangerous situation, first of all, Hashem may not perform a miracle for you. And furthermore, even if He does, v'im osin lones, minakilo mischuyosav. And if Hashem does perform a miracle, just understand, often that miracle comes at the expense of one's own merits. The Amar Yaakov Avinu Alav Hashalom Katonti Mikol Achasodim V'Amar Matargim Perush Ze'irin Zachvasi Mikol Chasem Mikol Tavon. So ultimately, Yaakov Avinu himself was concerned about this. Yaakov Avinu was concerned that maybe all of the brachas he had and all of the miraculous salvation he had somehow came at the expense of some of his own zechuyos. So this is really an incredible idea. So again, one is supposed to have bitachon. One is supposed to have bitachon, but at the same time, one is supposed to make smart, informed, and safe decisions about how they live. And even though Hashem controls everything, the Ribono Shalom wants me to make those smart and informed decisions. He goes on, Ukimo shamarne b'chaim uvamavetz. And the same way that ultimately, again, regarding life and death, we spoke about this idea that a person is obligated to put in proper hishtaglus, to go out and take care of themselves. Kein nomar b'chiyuv tevias sibos, abrios, v'hamazon, v'hamalbush, v'hadira, v'hamidas, hatobos, laharchik shekinegdon. It's a very interesting. The same way that in life and death, a person has to take the necessary steps to preserve themselves, so too, when it comes to a person's obligation, right, to pursue means to remain healthy. Meaning what? To pursue the means in order to obtain food, clothing, shelter, midos. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Midos. And to distance myself from those things that stand in the way. In other words, it's not just putting in hishtadlos in terms of life and death. It's putting in hishtadlos in everything. In beir amunoso ki asibos in mo'ilos oso bazeklum, ela b'gzeres habari yisparach. Now, here's the incredible part. So for example, I have to put in the necessary steps to obtain food, clothing, shelter, good midos, distance myself from things that detract parnosa, even though I know that I believe with all of my heart that those things only occur because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in other words, the result is not because of my hishtadlos, but nevertheless, the hishtadlos must be something which occurs. Kasher yesh lebala adama lachrosh osa ulekanosa minakotzim ulezar lashkosim zdam lomayim. So for example, a landowner has to plow his land, has to clean it from thorns, has to sow it, has to water it. The yiftach ala bori yisparach lahafrosa ulesharim minapagayim v'tirbet vasei varachosei abore. And at the same time, I have to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, to bring forth the produce, to protect the land from natural disasters, to make the produce plentiful. And I can't leave the land fallow with the expectation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just going to do everything. So this is really an incredible idea. So, in other words, I have complete bitachon that the field is only going to create produce because of Hashem. But with that, I am still obligated to put in my hishtadlus. Essentially, what the Mechaber is trying to teach us is something incredibly profound. It's not my hishtadlus that bring about results. It's HaKadosh Baruch who brings about results. But the Ribono Shel Olam only brings about results if I put in my hishtadlus. You know, it's this fascinating. Hashem Baruch Hu wants life to be this synergistic partnership between man and God. My role is to put in hishtadlus. What the Mechaber is trying to highlight is, but it's not my hishtadlus that brings about results. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that brings about results. But the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be is he will only bring about his results if lemaisa, I do my part. V'chin bali ha-malacha v'aschora, v'aschirus. Same idea applies to people. Craftsmen, merchants, workers, mitzuvan lachzer ala teref bohem. They're obligated to pursue their livelihood. So the same idea. Person is a craftsman, a person is a merchant, a person is a worker. What do you have to do? You have to get up and go to work. And not only that, you have to work hard and you have to put in effort and you have to make good decisions. But understand, your parnasa is from Hashem. So in other words, the results are always from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it is you will not get those divine results if you are not willing to put in the effort. It's this incredible dialectic. The results, I know with absolute certainty, are only from Hashem. But the only way for me to get those results, ultimately, again, is to put in the effort. V'im yavalo tarfa ha'kop ha'ponim na'anfi ha'sibos ha'sheis asik bohem. He says, "V'roi lo shelo yiftach al asiba hi v'yismach bav Yosef lahachzik bav yatelibo alea keach lashvit chon melekav." Now here's where the challenge comes. So let's say a person puts in effort, right? The person puts in hishtadlus, and they get a certain result. It's so easy to fall into the trap of thinking that my success is a direct result of my hishtadlus. And then what ends up happening over time? My bitachon in Hashem ends up being weakened. So the Mechaber says a person really has to try to avoid this. Ach ein ro'ilo lachshav ki to'aylenu yosrim ma shekad b'das habori. Understand, you're going to get what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to get, and your success is kiviyachol predetermined by Hashem. Va'ayismach b'davko ba v'sibuvo ala ach yoda habori asher trifo achar yigiyaso v'lo sam amol v'tarcho l'rik kimo shekasi v'yigiyah kapecha ki tochal. So this is really an incredible idea. So remember, results come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you're only going to get results if you put in effort. So sometimes we think we see a cause and effect. I put in this type of effort and I get this type of result. So just understand. Then it's easy to come to think that the result is fully rooted. The result is in the Hishtaglos. And of course that's not true. The result, of course, is rooted and only rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Amar Echa Min HaChasidim, one of the pious people said, Ani tama mimi shenosin lechavero, ma shegozra lo etzlo habore. Literally translated, I'm amazed at the person who gives his friend that which God has already decreed for him. And subsequently, reminds the recipient of his kindness performed for him. The Evakish Lahodos Osalov, and ultimately asks to be thanked for it. Now, this is incredible. In other words, when I give something to someone else, I do something for someone else, that's also part of the divine plan. That's also part of Hashkachas Hashem. So I think I'm doing something wonderful for someone else, but Lamaisa, and therefore, and what do I want? Like, I want gratitude. I want Hakaras Hatov. But in reality, that's also ordained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yosef Ani Tamim Mashikibal Tarfo Aydi Acher, Mokhrach Lesitalo, Vikanalo, Vifaseve Yeshabcheu. And I'm even more amazed that the person who receives his sustenance from another person, who is forced to give it to him, and then he humbles himself in front of him, compliments him, and praises him. So this is actually interesting. So obviously, so let's understand what the Mechaber is saying over here. Expression of gratitude is incredibly important. Incredibly important. And when someone does something nice for you, you absolutely should express gratitude. But it's important to understand that when you're doing something for someone, what you are doing is you are the Shaliach Hashem for the execution and deliverance of God's will. And when you receive something from someone, the someone who you're getting it from is the Shaliach Hashem who's giving it to you from Hashem. In other words, so if I'm giving on behalf of Hashem. And if I'm receiving from Hashem, granted through this intermediary, through this person who is the Shaliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shaliach is the word intermediary. The Shaliach, the agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, this, I will tell you, this is a theologically nuanced idea. We're going to stop over here for today. But essentially, again, what the Mechaber is trying to highlight to us, is this concept that everything in this world comes from Hashem. That's what bitachon means, right? And we had the seven different levels of things you have to have the bitachon. Everything in this world comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the way the Ribono Shel Olam structured the world is you're only going to get what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to get with Hishtadlus. With Hishtadlus. The danger then becomes when I put in Hishtadlus thinking that it's the Hishtadlus that gave me the result, when in fact it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the result, especially when you seem to see a direct cause and effect. I put in this Hishtadlus and I got this back. And it's so tempting to say, look, direct cause and effect. Even then. So it's important to keep in mind that everything we get in life, ultimately again, is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That being said, the Ribono Shel Olam says, if you want it, you have to put in your hishtadlus. You must partner with me in effort in some way in order to get the results that I have ordained for you. Okay, really a lot to think about. Okay, Chavra, wishing everyone a good Erev Shabbos. Hopefully we'll catch up a little bit next week. Kol Tov.